All right, everybody. Thank you so much again for joining for our integration week. This is our first integration week in the Earth Element. If you have anything specific that you'd like to mention, you're more than welcome to type it on into the chat feature. You can always do that privately to me, or if you do it to everybody, then, well, obviously everyone can see it. Okay. And I did check my email before I hopped on, and I didn't actually see too much. So if you have anything additional that you'd like to focus on for today, feel free to drop it on in there. I loved getting all the feedback I did from our first few sessions in the Earth Element. Thank you to all who have emailed on in. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes up for today. Okay, everybody, just beginning here by means of breathing, giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. I still might be looking a little bit soggy from our dog walk. We got caught in the rain this morning, so the dogs are very happy with their walk. And as we're breathing here, just beginning to gently expand that inhale and exhale. Yeah, good. And now imagine that you can use every breath here as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. Okay, loves. So we're actually starting off with, interestingly enough, a defrag of the back body. The back body is our masculine overall. Everything is relative whenever we talk about masculine, feminine, yin, yang. It is just in relationship to the relativity levels. But overall, the back body is considered to be more yang, more masculine. And as the defrag gets going here, it's actually going to, much like a spring clean or a computer defrag, take out all the pieces that just don't need to be here anymore, and what remains can be regularly organized and utilized for healing. And what I'm seeing is just really old baggage, and it's defined by the consciousness of, like, get off my back. You know that motion that people make when they're like, ah, just like, get that thing off my back. That's essentially what we're working with. It's that energy of, you know, just get off my back. And as that comes off of the masculine, it's interestingly enough orienting to dad's lineage, specifically on the emotional frequency, around, it's not going into an emotion, but it's around a theme of trying to keep it all together. So on an emotional level, keeping things all together, and any inherited bits that have passed down through the family lines here. And some of those bits might be really helpful, and obviously those pieces will stay, but the bits that are no longer serving are ready to hit the road. You know, all that's linking into body chemistry, which supports our immune system. And we're working with the category here of intolerances. And again, it's on an emotional frequency, and it's around the same theme of having to, quote unquote, keep it all together. Keep it all together. Okay. Linking into the base of the throat here at that thoracic inlet diaphragm. So we actually have four diaphragms in the body. One at the top of the head, thoracic inlet, the regular breathing diaphragm, and then one at the bottom of the pelvis. And the one here at the base of the throat is a little bit out of sync with the other three. So we just need to sync them up again. When all four diaphragms are in sync, it allows for the lymph nodes in those regions, as well as throughout the body and the lymph fluid in general, to move with greater ease. When our diaphragms are open, it also works with emotional processing and control, in particular for this, but it actually takes play to some degree at all four of those diaphragms. Also, it helps to clear out low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, we're talking about the thoracic inlet diaphragm, that is very much true here as well when we're cleaning out the lymph in this area. And you can think of this as helping to clear out the low self-esteem from that inner critic as well. And as we're working with this here, we also need to unwind a bit of tension on the very top half of this thoracic inlet diaphragm. And it looks like it's actually working with an emotional release here of fear. I don't have one specific thing, but it's a pretty severe level of fear, almost to the point of terror, if not actual terror itself. So it's on that upper end of the spectrum. Okay, but it is defined around the consciousness of getting it wrong. Okay, beauty. So perhaps something there will resonate for y'all. Okay, beauty. And we actually tap that part out first. So just give that a few slow deep breaths here. And now it's time for the front body. This is our feminine. Works with all those feminine traits in the big themes that I've mentioned them before. Connection, grace, comfort, balance, nourishment, nurturing. And we actually need to run lymphatic drainage for the entire front body. And this is more orienting to how it is you believe other people perceive you. Okay, that gets processed on up here in our limbic emotional brain. The cingulate gyrus, our drama queen, plays a bit of a role in making that even louder, that voice. And it's actually tied into that act of judging how other people perceive us in the temporal lobe. There's a region of it near the top of the temporal lobe. Okay, so as we work with this at the temporal lobe, imagine that we're just diminishing its connection to the cingulate gyrus, so it's not making every experience here extra dramatic or extra big or extra loud. Okay, so as that begins to calm on down, it's linking into the subthalamic nucleus in our limbic brain. So this guy works predominantly with our discernment and our intellect. Oh, okay, we want to connect that into the small intestine, which does the same here. And it's orienting to release and detox are the two words that are coming up, the activities of releasing and detoxification. But it's specifically on the level of spirituality. So maybe there's a new awareness, or maybe you're just at the precipice of a new set of ahas here. Okay, and that in turn is linking into another part of the limbic brain here. We're going into... Oh, hey, interesting. The putamen, which works with coordinating our actions. It also works with being able to learn things and create long-term habits. It's ruled by Saturn, the planet Saturn. And from here, we need to release a little bit of criticism around beating yourself up for not being able to sustain long-term success. Like, well, that worked, but why didn't it keep working? Okay, and that's linking into, interestingly enough, the breath cycle, which is filled with our natural ebbs and flows and the dynamic ups and downs of life and being able to adapt to every new moment. And what the breath requires is, intense adaptability. Okay. And then within that breath cycle, we're also doing an emotional release of control, or wanting to over control your breathing pattern. And we do this thoroughly unconsciously. And it's specifically around the emotion of anger. Okay, so maybe there's some anger around not being able to sustainably hold a certain level of success. And maybe it's completely unrelated. You see what fits for you. Okay, nice. And then we're connecting that into the brainstem. And then It's almost like a lightning bolt connection. It was going so quickly there. From the brain stem down to the kidney one points on the bottom of the soles of your feet. So they're right in the middle of the foot-ish. And these points help to release excess electrons and increase the capacity to take up earth energy. Okay. So as it's releasing the old free radicals, the old electrostatic buildup, you can think of that as another form of detoxification or cleansing. And it's taking up the, it opens up the capacity to take in new grounding, new presence, new sweetness, new earth, new connection, new around the capacity to feel like you've got things coming together in your life again. Okay. And out of the blue, I just heard the word loose stools. So that is linking into the intestines, large and small alike, it would appear. Oh, okay. And we're just giving them permission to take this all in a stable, sustainable manner. So that way it doesn't feel like the bottom is falling out of the world, which is what diarrhea typically is. Hey, nice. Okay. Now with that, we need to do a cell repair. So cell repair helps to restore the cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're doing it for the neck muscles in the front of the neck here. Okay. And cellular repair, as it's working its magic here on the front of the neck muscles, is doing it predominantly at the level of it's actually a couple things, the centrioles, the mitochondria, and the nuclear envelope that surrounds the nucleus of the cells there. Okay. The mitochondria give us our get up and our go. The centrioles are involved in cell division, but they're also on a spiritual level or a metaphorical level, thought to represent the blinds of consciousness. Okay. And the blinds of consciousness can be open or they can be closed. And the positioning of the centrioles will determine whether they can open up to receive new awareness, new light, new spiritual ahas and information, or if they're closed and they're shut down and they're just on a bit of a holding pattern, or potentially they're just not open to thinking about life from that perspective, if you will, if we look at the whole spectrum of possibilities here. There's a few more than that, obviously, but that'll give you a rough general idea. So as we open up those centrioles and we get the mitochondria producing that energy, it'll also allow the nuclear envelope to be more permeable, to have that wisdom exchange of information with the genetic material that's contained within, and getting it to move through the body mind. It looks like it's just in a way grounding at a cellular level is my sense of that. So allowing for that genetic information to be grounded enough to be able to have its wisdom circulate throughout the cell. Very interesting. I've never seen anything like that before in any other body talk session I've done. Very cool. Hey, neat. This is probably why I'm stumbling a little bit over my words. That tends to be the case when I say new cool things. Okay. So if that makes sense, yay. And if it doesn't, just let me know. Okay. All right, loves. And that is all linking into the spleen, and it's tying into our behaviors around thirst in particular. So if we have either excess or deficient spleen, it can actually play with our thirst levels, to the point where we might even be like screaming thirsty inside, but we our mouth is just like no, and our brain is just like no, I can't drink, things like that. As we work with that, we actually just need to do an emotional release of depression from the spleen to balance out the awareness within the brain and the spleen meridian alike, around the consciousness of thirst and just stabilizing that for you. And then we're running hydration throughout the body in a few different places, starting with the thoracic inlet diaphragm, the spleen, and the midline of the front body, that conception vessel meridian area there. Okay, beautiful. And as that hydration begins to really soak in here, absorbing water and joy, it's also releasing any impurities that don't need to be here any longer. Okay, and I just hear the words. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You know that song? So we may have been clearing some things out from the spleen, and in particular as it governs our subconscious mind. Okay, cool. And that in turn is linking into the wood elements. Now, in the wood element, this is about expansion. The earth element is about stillness. And the wood element is very much about like spring, expand, grow. Okay, but it looks like we're working very particularly with its role of being able to just simply adapt to life as well. I mentioned that happens in other places. The wood element also supports life adaptation. And then we're linking that right back into the spleen. Just giving it what it needs to be able to expand, to adapt to life. Okay, beauty. And that in turn is all linking into the 12th house, house of endings, letting go, releasing, dispersing. Okay, right on. We're going to tap that all in. Give that all a few slow deep breaths here. Okay, nice. Okay. Next up, we're heading to the front of the diaphragm. And from here, this is already the center of control and emotional processing. From this area, we're going to unhook the consciousness of stubbornness. And sometimes that is helpful for, excess resiliency when we need it. But sometimes it can actually block us from getting what it is we are after. And right now, I see the stubbornness as clouding over, excuse me, the solar plexus's capacity to manifest. Excuse me. Pardon me. And it's clouding over the solar plexus's capacity to manifest and also work with that sense of personal empowerment. Okay, so as we release that stubbornness, we're also running a permissions, and the words simply are, I open to change. I open to change. Okay, we actually have to tap that part out all on its own. Interesting. Okay, let's give that a few slow deep breaths here. Hello. And I think we might have been just doing some prep work here. Now what I'm seeing is the two primary masculine and feminine matrices that hang out right around this region or in behind the stomach, around the lesser omentum. It's not too anatomically precise, to be honest with you, but it's around those regions, okay? And we need to start with the primary masculine. Okay. And we're just running a permissions for it. And the words are just simply, I am connected. I'm connected. It's almost as if the masculine didn't think it had a right to have connection because that's more of like the feminine's thing, if you will. Okay, so as we give a permission to have the right to be connected, for the feminine, we're giving it permission to have the right to hold still. To be connected and to hold still. And then we're just simply running a defrag for the connections between the primary masculine and feminine matrices. I just see it as cleaning out again excess static and allowing these two to communicate with greater ease. Okay, and then from the very front of those areas, there's this feeling that they can't move forward, that they are somehow being either stuck or stagnant or held back or limited is the word it wants to use in some way, shape, or form. And it's all defined by this fear of not fulfilling your potential. And underneath that, the question is, what if I'm not doing enough? Is the voice of the inner critic. So we're starting that all off here to address that with the permissions, and the words were simply, I can move forward with ease. It's linking into The legs in their entirety, and we're working with the all of the meridians that run through here. And I just see them all shifting slightly and rearranging slightly. And we're actually just expanding their capacity to ground first, as well as to move from a grounded position, or have that capacity to get out of that sense of being limited. And then for all of that, we're running the three R's that we use in the Sidri that you've heard before: reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, all to get out of rock and hard place type of thinking and open up to possibilities where it just may seem like there is none before. Then sinking into the elbows around the consciousness of flexibility. And then interestingly enough, that's linking into the back of the neck. I see this large stone, not quite a boulder, but very large, on the back of the neck. Predominantly, the majority of that weight is on C6 vertebrae. And it's got the feeling of, even though I'm seeing the stone on the back body, around like a millstone that you have to wear around your neck, almost as a form of punishment. But instead of it being inflicted by anybody else, it was inflicted by self. I should punish myself before others get to me first. Okay, and that's linking into the vagus nerve, which is considered to be like the wanderer, if you will. It wanders all the way down from the cranium throughout the body. And ideally, it's spreading its impulses, the parasympathetic nervous system's peace, healing, relaxation as it does so. And right now it's actually feeling a little bit well, crushed by this boulder here. Okay. And it's feeling not just crushed, but trapped. And it's feeling trapped and not feeling understood. So that's the trappings, if you will. It's not feeling understood, or that it's more so feeling misunderstood. And almost like it's being punished for spreading its messages of peace, healing, relaxation. In part because it's not measuring up to the quote unquote work ethic that is supposed to be like the right work ethic, and feeling like you're not quite measuring up to that. Another form of unfulfilled potential, but in a different manner. So as we address this, the boulder is becoming clearer to me. It's just working with this theme here of inner doubts. So instead of carrying the world on your shoulders, if you will, it's all the inner doubts and all the questions of, excuse me again, adapting to all the changes that are happening here and around the globe, and around your personal life, and around your professional life. Okay, cool. That's going to link into all of the pec muscles and where they attach, both on the clavicles and on the sternum. And to support this, we're actually just working with it connecting to that wood element for its expansion. And I see that actually expanding, opening up the chest and allowing for greater alignment through the spine, including that neck region. And I just see the boulder begin to, like, not quite fall, but it's teetering, it's on the edge. Okay, so to support the release of that boulder, we actually need to run a cellular repair. 5, 6, 7, 2, 1, 2, 3. Okay, from cervical 5 all the way down to thoracic 3 vertebrae here. And it's around the theme of not feeling like you have what it takes for that next phase of evolution. Again, within personal life, professional life, etc., one just mirrors the other. And within this, there's a series of active memories around times when you felt like you actually weren't able to respond to life. You weren't able to respond. You weren't response able. And I just hear the voice of, like, you can't do this. Who do you think you are? Okay, so all that head game stuff, as that's coming off here. Now we're just bringing in the planetary energy of Venus, as well as Mercury to communicate that Venusian energy, Venusian energy. And with that, this boulder is ready to go. Okay. If your hand happens to be like mine right now, wrapped around the boulder, just imagine that you can invite that boulder right into your hand. We're going to unhook this here. Give this all a few slow deep breaths. Okay, let's tap in that all in. Okay, love. Then we need to run a hydration for the nervous system, including all three brains, to clear out any sort of like fuzziness that might be present, maybe from the session or from some other aspect in your life right now. As we run that hydration, again, it's taking up water and joy and releasing any impurities. And we're going to particularly focus on making sure that it can get into not just the actual nerve cells, but all the cells that support the nerve tissue. Okay, and that's orienting to, in particular, when you're at times at rest. In theory, when we're at sleep at night, the nerves get just a little bit tinier, and all the supporter cells for your nervous system. Excuse me again, my gosh. Not sick. I'm on a doing lots of green juice these days, so things are just leaving my body, apparently, in a good way. So that when we're at rest, again, those nerve cells shrink down a little bit and the supporter cells can expand and do what they do, which is to circulate nutrition to the nerve cells to nourish them. As we hydrate those supporter cells as well here, we also need to run a body chemistry for them. Again, at the level of intolerances, but this time it's going into emotional intolerance, specifically to the emotion of worry, which is just creating confusion. And that in turn isn't giving the supporter cells clarity on how best to support your nervous system and all that it governs within the body-mind. When that happens, we can feel kind of disorientated, discombobulated, maybe even, you know, a little bit like hungover or fuzzy, like I was saying before. And then with that, we're going to hydrate that center of vitality, that lower Dantian region, sexual chakra, if you prefer. These are all very overlapping energies for our purposes. And we're going to connect that center of vitality up to the supporter cells of your nervous system. And the biggest supporter cell is your glial cells, G-L-I-A-L, if you're curious. Okay. Cool. I tend to see them come up a lot in orientation to the emotion of worry, so not surprising that they're addressing this here. As we do that, for all of those supporter cells, we're also going to run another defrag. Again, much like that computer defrag or the spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Okay, that's linking into the 12th house yet again. And this time it's more so working with the capacity for the 12th house to be a little bit murky or unclear sometimes. And we need to link that into the energy of the planet, the sun, S-U-N. And it's literally just like drying up all the excess water and the murkiness that's here within it. It was that kind of murkiness that was almost like an underwater murkiness. And as that's cleaning it all up and drying it all up here, it's going to be easier for the 12th house to do what it does best, to release, to let go, to surrender, to peel back the layers of the onion of the false self of who it is you are not. Okay, very cool. Okay, we're going to tap that all in here. Just give that a few slow deep breaths. Okay. Then we need to head into the pancreas, and we're working with pancreas reflex points, spleen 21. Front of hands was down from that outside edge of the left armpit there. And that area tends to work with taking the sweetness of life, the joy of life. From here, it also works with sugar metabolism, and we need to address the body chemistry for like an addiction to sugar, an addiction to sweetness. Because the wanting within the addiction usually prevents the having of the actual sweetness. So instead, we sabotage ourselves by trying to find it in all the wrong places. And as we work with that, and it works with the capacity to adapt, we're also doing a release of chemical sensitivity as well as mold. It's almost like this whole immune system makeover, if you will, here. And we're working with releasing a pattern of self-rejection that's stored here. And we actually need to run a C3 on this for the next 7 days. It's actually going to be quite helpful to integrate our previous work, it looks like. Okay, so that C3 stands for C, circulation of all the basic healing resources, including the blood that carries our passion, the nerve, our communication. The lymph that again drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor alike, and then working here with circulation of the overall endocannabinoids, endorphins, and hormones, and the balance between the yin and the yang, as well as running hydration, helping those cells again to absorb that water and joy and release any impurities. Then that D for that defrag, taking out the clutter, making space, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. All of those R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. To provide more options and possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then, integration, introspection, shift that underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay. So, as we address that from the pancreas reflex point, we also need to simultaneously address a habit pattern. And governing vessel 20 point in the center of the crown is where we tend to store all of those. And this also gets stored in the myelin sheath or the coating of the nervous system. And it's actually the habit pattern of some part of you being insignificant or potentially even more than some part of you, but just feeling overall like you're insignificant. It's just the habit of insignificance. And it's orienting to the belief system that nothing can change. Because again, if you're insignificant, it's tough to connect to that power or the feeling of things can be different. Okay, cool. That's all linking into the eighth house, specifically around its capacity to regenerate. And then we're just simply working with connecting in this habit pattern center overall into the earth element to ground it, to release any other habits that are just maybe tied into that other piece that I mentioned. But for everyone, it'll be slightly different what that is. So we're just going to leave it very open-ended and link it into the kidney 1 point on the bottom of the soles of the feet to if there's any other habits that are ready to shift and release here to let those go. Okay, very cool. Okay, we're gonna tap that all in, giving that a few slow deep breaths here. I have a very cute chat piece here that says, "Our bodies are so wise." You're so true on that point, Sherry, 100%. Okay. Nice. That felt good. Okay, and then we're just opening the capacity to receive support. And how we relate to our inner support is how it gets displayed in the outer world and vice versa. They are just a mirror of one another. So I'm talking about support in general from all the angles. But the capacity to receive it is in particular on the back of the shoulders on either side of the heart. So that's where we're working with giving it the capacity to receive. And it's going all the way into that same region in the front body, which is our center for compassion. So think of opening up the capacity to receive and then giving yourself all the compassion in the world to open up to receive. Again, that consciousness of support. And we're just running it as very simple permissions. I receive with ease. I receive with ease. And it's tying into active memories in early childhood around age 4. And there's a few charges here around times where it didn't seem like it was so easy to receive what it is you wanted, even if you asked for it or demanded it. It just wasn't coming. We're doing some emotional releases of frustration around not getting what it is you wanted. And it's actually all hooked into the ovaries and the testes, your centers for willpower and drive. Okay. So if you like, you can take your hands right to your ovaries or to your testes, or if you're energetically connected to both very consciously, then feel free to do both at the same time. And just tuning into this energy of frustration. And it's got almost that like near to tears type of frustration. And that's specifically being fed into the ovaries and the testes from Mrs. Liver here. I just begin to connect to this frustration with all 5 senses and just notice, does it have a certain smell, taste, sound, and maybe there's a feeling here. What does frustration feel like in this area of your body? Good. And what about, you know, the visual, the imagery? What does this look like? Maybe there's a color. And whatever those sensory observations are for you, just breathe into them. And make them seemingly more intense and real and here and present. And as you do that, just begin to notice how much is here and breathe it together into a ball, or if you have another image, that's fine. Just work with that and just notice how big that is. Just like the size of a little pea, an egg, a grapefruit, watermelon, beach ball, bigger. And just as you're noticing how much is here, loosening up the edges of this ball or that other image, if you've had one, again, by means of breathing. Hey, beauty. Now invite this energy right into your hands. I'm going to have to unhook a little bit from the back body around T12, L1. And there's a little bit more around L3. So I'm going to unhook those here on my end. And just breathing here. From that T12 area, it's around the theme of overcommitting. And then around that L3 level, it just looks like depletion, depletion of energy, exhaustion, depletion, pick your word here. Okay, good. And then from the front body, this frustration stuff is ready to go. In 3, 2, One. I started a little ahead of the countdown, I must admit. Okay. As we're releasing that, feel free to do another pass or two. Give that a few slow, deep breaths. I'll go ahead and tap that in on this end. Okay, nice. Just giving that one more slow, deep breath. We're gonna let that all soak in and integrate. Feel free to hydrate. Okay. We're just gonna give that a couple more breaths, another 20 seconds or so for that all to integrate here. And we're heading into the brainstem. And that back of the skull, top of the neck region here. I just see the word family. So whether that's feeling worried about family, feeling connected or disconnected to family, feeling like family is a pain in your ass, a thorn in your side, feeling like you're redefining what family means to you, or anything and everything in between that. We actually just need to balance it to the stomach and the spleen meridians and the earth element that governs them both alike here. Okay, and it's actually specifically defined by the consciousness of presence and the belief system here, that quote unquote, my presence is fill in the blank. My presence is, and it's got a it's more of a negative connotation to it. So for some of you, that might be straight up like my presence is poisonous. My presence is damaging. My presence is ineffective. And it may be that whole spectrum that you're working with simultaneously, and that's okay too. As we release this, it's actually a lot more than I thought originally. It's a bundle of beliefs. It's like a secondary matrix, and it's tied into the sinuses, which tend to react to your environment at large, including potentially the environment of your family. That might be your immediate, like, nuclear family that you've, I forget the words for these things. But like the family that you've chosen to create, or the family that you were born into, or both, or your extended family, your family in-laws, your ex-in-laws. If you have those, it can cover a lot of ground here. But the interesting tie-in to the sinuses is tying into this belief system that something in your environment is in need of being observed. Might be unsafe, might be dangerous, just might be something that you feel like you need to almost not quite control, but be on top of. And then we're just taking out the energy of thinking that you have to work really hard to manage all of that. What if it could be easier? And we're linking that into the thymus glands. That sits just on top of the heart here. And this is our connection to our higher self. We're gonna run hydration here. Again, those cells absorbing water and joy, releasing impurities. And then we're just connecting these areas, the back of the top of the neck, skull, and the thymus gland into the earth element alike. And that in turn is connecting into the third eye, center of insight, intuition, which is no different than the capacity to guess or imagine. The same part of our brain does all of those functions for us. It also works with speculation. Okay, and then we need to release a adhesion in the It's actually in the lower part of the psoas muscle on the left-hand side there. And it's almost as if it's like pulling the whole body. I'm hyper-exaggerating it. It's like to the left as well as into fetal position. As we release this adhesion, it's also going all that adhesion is going all the way down through to the part where the descending colon joins onto the sigmoid colon. Well, it doesn't really join on, but it changes from the descending to the sigmoid colon. Takes a little like corner right at that bottom left abdominal region. Okay, and as that adhesion gets released, I see just this natural extension and expansion throughout the whole left side, which is very representative of our feminine body, as is the front body that I mentioned earlier. And we're just running the permissions here to safe to connect with my feminine. Whether you're in a male body or a female body, it is safe to connect with my feminine. And then it is safe to express my feminine nature. And that in turn is linking to the prostate. And if you're in a male body, then you have one physically. If you are in a female body, then you have one energetically. And we're just helping this body mind to receive at the level of the masculine now this connection to sensuality here. Just like the feminine has it, the masculine gets to have it too. Okay, beauty. And it's coming up because I may have flared some things up to work with core reveal and release questioning. I'm just going to do a couple rounds of that. If there's anything here, and if this theme doesn't feel like it's resonating for you, then you are more than welcome to pick any other theme. This is a pretty vague general theme, and it's working with that capacity to receive that sensual nature through your feminine, through your masculine in general. So if you have anything that you're consciously chewing on, you're welcome to focus on that, or like I said, see what's here in this moment, or focus on any other theme. Okay. So whatever this issue is around receiving sensuality, taking in sensuality, living from a space of sensuality, expressing your sensuality, accepting your sensual nature, whatever it may be. And maybe it's all of those things, or none of those things. Just check in and see if you can welcome those. Can you observe that? Can you notice that? Can you welcome that to be here now? As you're doing that, there's this emotional release of feeling disappointed that I need to do from, it's actually tied into the gallbladder meridian as well as a region of the diaphragm. About midway. On the left-hand side, between the midline and the side body, so like the halfway point there, if you will, between those two areas. And it's almost like a habit as well, an anticipation of feeling disappointed. So we're going to unhook that off of GB22 here. Hey, beauty, and you're just welcoming. You're just still welcoming all that stuff around sensuality or whichever piece spoke to you the most. Good. And now let's welcome all the stories that go with this for you. Maybe there's thoughts, feelings, perhaps there's expectations, judgments. And in this moment, just allowing all of that to simply be here and welcoming it. And with that, we actually just need to work with the spleen's capacity to focus, to pay attention, if you will, and the active memory charges around pay attention that you may have received in your earlier years. Okay. And now just welcoming the sense that somehow this sensuality piece is about you, it's yours to carry, it's personal. Perhaps it even defines you. Just welcoming that sense of personalness here, and as you do so, breathing. And just check and see in this moment, can you now also welcome what is beyond all of this, welcoming the all that is beyond this? Let's just, see, just check if you're open to welcoming that a little bit more even than that. Yeah, good. We're going to connect that welcoming to that feeling disappointed region that I mentioned earlier, halfway between the midline of the body and the external boundary there on the left side. Okay. If there's anything now that remains around this theme of sensuality, just inviting it in to simply be here and acknowledging it, welcoming it here. And just check and see in this moment, could you let this go? Good. And as best as you can, would you let this go just for now? With that, we're going to do a lymphatic drainage again through the nervous system, brain drain as we affectionately refer to it. And just check and see when would you be willing to let it all go? And now I'm just seeing this alignment between that center of vitality, the heart, and the septal region, the center of bliss and well-being occur. It's just a spontaneous opening of alignment here. Okay, then we're just running a permissions for all three of these areas, and the words are simply, I am centered. I'm centered within the vitality, the harmony, the clarity. Hey, interesting. There's a lot of overlap between reveal and release work and body talk stuff today, it seems. And just checking in again, if there's anything else that you'd like to welcome around this theme of sensuality, is there anything else here that remains to be addressed for you? Or another theme if you prefer. And just welcoming and allowing, receiving, taking this all in, inviting it in like an honored guest even, ending that charge of the push-pull nature. And as we do that, I'm unhooking the consciousness or the identity of I am empty and the need to hang on to stuff in the face of emptiness or feeling empty. And that's all coming off of the stomach meridian. I had a little wave of nausea as I did that. So if you had the same, no worries, all good. Just stay with your breath. Nice. And now just see, in this moment, could I let this go? So just for now, could you let this go? Not even would you, just could you let this go? And with that, we're going to hydrate the prefrontal cortex, center of wisdom, empathy, also a connection point to higher self. And I'll just check and see, just for now, would I let this go as best as I can? Beauty. With that, there's this massive unwinding of the small intestine meridian off of the shoulder region there, or the upper back, I should say. And then now just check and see when. When would I be willing to let this all go? In parallel, at the same time as all of that, we're just simply running the permissions of you are free. You are free. And we're going to tap it all in. Just give that a few slow, deep breaths. Okay, loves. To integrate this all, we're just simply connecting into the center of heart. And then we're repairing any relationships that need to be between the heart and the earth element. Cool. And then we're running a permissions to get you fully connected, grounded here on this earth. And the words are simply, I love being here. I love being here. I love being here. And that in turn is linking into the lungs. I meant literally seeing them open up that capacity of being able to take in oxygen and allowing for the bloodstream then to circulate that connection to life or vitality in another way. And there's just a spontaneous emotional release of grief coming off of the upper lobes of the lung as that happens. I love being here. Okay, beauty. We're going to tap that all in. Slow deep breath here. Beauty. Well, I got a brilliant in the comment section. Must be doing something all right up here. All right, loves. Give that another slow deep breath. We actually need to do one more, just a little integration, and we're connecting the sense of sight into the heart. And it's around this theme. I think there's actually a song of worship around this theme as well, if I remember from my earlier years. And it's referred to as Open the Eyes of My Heart, is the title there. Okay, cool. We're just tapping that in. That is all she wrote for today. And there's nothing specific for homework, although I just have the general sense that diaphragm to intestines might be helpful for you. That's just simply where we sweep from the diaphragm down to the intestines. And you can either tap at the same time as that, or you can separate out the movements. So sweep and then tap over the three brains. Okay, cool. And then I'm just seeing almost like a Sufi dancer, like twirl around. I just had that image. So maybe you feel like dancing or twirling, then just, you know, honor a little bit of movement in your body. It helps us to, oddly enough, connect to stillness better and to be grounded often much easier when we have a little bit of movement to help out with that. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this all. I'm going to hit unmute here so we can all say goodbye. I'm cognizant of the fact that I have been on a little sort of a vacation. We took 6 days off to take a bit of a vacation, as well as we bought a house recently. So I'm cognizant of the fact that I have some emails to send out to people. So if you're on the call and I haven't emailed you, I promise you an answer is coming within the next 48 hours. Okay, I'll hit on mute and we can all say goodbye. Oh, I have another one in here. So many aha moments. Right on. So special to be live. Loved it all. Right on. Grounded at the cellular level. Feels so powerful and helpful. Right on. Happy to hear that all. Okay.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you. It was awesome.
Bye. Bye, little one. Bye. Thank you all for being here. Oh, heart melting. I get to it in gratitude. Okay. Mwah. Love you
so
all
sweet.
so much. Okay, bye for now, honey buns.
You.
Thank you.